Right, George, morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Next story. Go ahead, George.
Stephen, this is going to sound fairly trivial compared with your previous story, but my daughter and her family went off on holiday yesterday from the international airport. As they were going through airport security, my grandson, who's age 12, was stopped and his bag was opened. He had in his bag, it was a toy baseball bat and ball. It was made of foam rubber. It was about 18 inches long, flexible, light. And for some reason or other, this was confiscated from him. Now, I'd just like to understand why that was the case. I hasten the odds, Stephen.
They confiscated a rubber bat and ball.
A rubber bat and ball. It's the sort of thing you play with on the beach. You know, it's a fairly innocuous thing, seemingly. But obviously somebody took offence at it, considered
like, was it one of those kind of foamy bat and ball?
That's exactly what it was, yeah.
Like it was not. A foamy bat.
A foam bat and ball, yeah.
Uh-huh. That you can bend and squish.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And the Belfast International Airport confiscated it.
They confiscated it, yeah. Now, let me say right away, Stephen, I travel abroad quite often myself, and I have nothing but the greatest respect for the airport security people who keep us all very safe.
Do you?
But I just like to understand myself, for future reference, why this thing was considered some sort of a threat or a weapon or whatever.
How did your 12-year-old grandson react?
He was embarrassed and he was upset. Didn't quite understand what was going on, and I can understand that.
So what was in his kit? What was in his hand luggage?
I don't know. All he had in his hand luggage, but I mean, it was a fairly small bag. And this thing was only about 18 inches long, and it was still in its original wrapper. It's a bat with a ball, a foam rubber ball with it.
A foam rubber ball was considered a security threat as well.
Yes, somebody apparently considered it a threat, yep.
A foam ball?
Foam ball and bat, yep.
I'm trying to understand why even a hard ball would be a security threat.
Well, this is what I can't understand. I mean, people can go through security with, for example, hairbrushes and, you know, hair straighteners, things like that. Made of hard plastic. This is a foam rubber bat, for goodness sake.
We've been phoning Belfast International Airport all day yesterday, basically, from early morning yesterday. They say they're looking into it. They haven't got back to us yet. I guess there must be a security reason why a foam bat and ball owned by a 12-year-old child would put lives at risk on a plane.
Well, if there's a good reason for this, Stephen, I would like to understand that. I'm sure your listeners would like to understand, just for future reference, you know, because, you know, anybody travelling, you need to know what you can have in your hand luggage and what you can't, you know.
And his granny had bought him this.
His granny bought him this, yeah. She wasn't too pleased either.
What are you really saying here? You're saying this is a bit of a farce, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I'm not pointing the finger, Stephen, at anybody. I just need to understand, you know, what the problem was.
Why didn't you challenge it at the time?
Well, I wasn't there. I just left him up to the airport and came home again. I only found out about this after the event.
What we should probably do this morning is find out what other surprising things have been confiscated in an airport when you've been going through. You will remember, George, the very famous story about Vinny, the producer on this show.
Uh-huh.
Now, I would support Belfast. This is Belfast City Airport. Very true story, this. So when Vinny was going off on one of his little mystery trips that he goes off on, he had handcuffs and a mask confiscated.
Mm.
So it's like, you could understand why the security staff did that.
I can understand that entirely, yeah.
Okay. Well, look, your grandson's down a rubber bat. It's not even a rubber bat and ball. It's a foam bat and ball.
Foam bat and ball, yeah. Uh-huh.
Let's see what Belfast International Airport say.
I'd be very interested, Stephen. Thanks indeed.
Okay. George, thank you very much indeed. We're waiting here from the International Airport today.